Warning, the following content may contain elements that are not suitable for some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, kiddies. This is y'all's ghoulie, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And you're listening to Slasher Radio.
Welcome to Slasher Radio. It's your boy Bones, and I am joined by Bobby Benghazi, the Owl Spitz of Mink. What is going on?
What's up over here?
What's happening?
Not much, man. I'm just sitting here waiting to hear back from Katie.
Oh boy, you're still Mink. I seen again today. I didn't have a chance to jump in on it, but I did see you're really going.
I'll never give up.
If you guys are following Bobby Spitzer on Twitter, boy, you are fucking up.
She had me at who are you?
It might have been more of who the fuck are you? Are you?
Who the fuck are you? And I was sold hook, line, and sinker.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you were fucking in there, boy. We're live on Twitter. We're back this week. Live on Twitter. Jesus Christ. We're live on YouTube. And we're back, everybody. We got the fucking Salami Boy crew in here, the Kabasi Cult. We got Melly Beans in here. Melly Bean, I don't know where the hell she is. Ghost is in here. She said, hello, gentlemen. What's the formality?
Hola, que pasa?
I think she's being formal.
That's very nice.
Right? Damn. Got Melly Bean in here. New member to the crew, King TL. Well, some bitch.
King TL.
That's right. Welcome, welcome. Amber's in here. We got Anthony in here. He's homeboy just got done whooping some hiney on Dead by Daylight, so shout out to him. And Meg, we're back on YouTube. We're back this week, and we got a shitter.
We do.
I can't tell if it's my fault or your fault.
I think it was just forthcoming, man.
It had to happen eventually.
It was just destiny.
Yeah, yeah. You guys read the title. If you're not listening live and you're watching the podcast version, we're doing A Nightmare on Elm Street 2010, the remake. Bobby Spitzer briefly discussing what we're going to do this week. He said, let's do a nightmare movie. And I said, let's do the remake. And I am pissed off at myself.
We went to the theaters for this one, man.
You know, all right, let's save it because I'm really going to just start going if we get too far into it. Let's get to through the shout outs. We got to get through the news and all that stuff. Go to 12nightsofhorror.com, promotehorror.com, horrormoviesandstuff.com. They've always supported us, so please go support them. It helped it out. And go check out our buddies at fridaythe13thfranchise.com. Mink, they have an interesting article up right now. Some rare behind-the-scenes Friday the 13th 3 images surface. Like, you know, behind the camera setting up scenes and props and all that shit. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is. Damn. That's some history right there.
I wonder what takes so long for this shit to come out.
I'm sure somebody probably just searching through an old fucking box of shit and be like, oh.
Yeah, very possible. Very possible. If you're watching live, if you're watching the YouTube version of the show, we're going to have a couple of them up there. But you can go to Friday13thFranchise.com, check out the rest of them. Dude, it's so fucking awesome because you see like one of these is like a, I don't know it. If it's just a prosthetic face or what it is, but it's really cool to see how these movies that we love come together.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's kind of what you were getting at with we did 31 last week and, you know, the documentary with that. That shit's always fun to watch.
Yeah. Especially when you get to sit there and watch them fucking torture them in a chair with the makeup.
Oh, God. I couldn't do it. I mean, could you sit there for hours on end?
Not with somebody like that on my fucking face. Like,
yeah. I've always respected that aspect of acting, and it's not only obviously, but it's more prominent in horror movies. And I couldn't do it. I know Ghost is into all that shit, so I don't know how the hell she does it. Look at Anthony. Look at this fuck. Look at Anthony. Huffy puffy slip and slide. He's talking. It's prosthetic. Like he knows. How dare he?
He's slipping and sliding, boy.
All right, some bitch. But yeah, so go to Friday13thfranchise.com, check all that out. That's cool shit. They have a bunch of other stuff on there. And We're breezing right along through this, son bitch. You ready to hop into the news, Mink?
Do it, baby. Shit.
It's time for Spitball in the News with Bobby Spitzer.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
You've never been one to be threatened, period.
Don't threaten me with a good time, baby.
Right. This is the, like I said, any new listeners to the show, look at the face there, that's funny. Any new listeners to the show, this is the news segment. We get Bobby Spitzer's take on all the news, and you can go to slashradio.com, check out all these articles and more. We got all our episodes up there. YouTube videos, all kinds of shit, some exclusive shit here and there, because, you know, our dick real big.
Why?
Oh, man, inside joke, guys. I'm sorry. Right over there right now. Ah, shit. All right, so, yeah, go to slashradio.com. This is where we're getting all this stuff from. First up, good. Oh. You're all right.
Oh,
shit. You didn't pull that, did you?
Oh.
Oh, good lord. Okay, first up, where the hell? There we go. Sci-fi Sharknado Marathon coming April 5th. So that was, you know, like I said, we've said this before. You guys got to, it's your job to keep up with everything. You know, like, we're going to put stuff out on the show. If you're watching us live, you'll see it. If you're keeping up with us at slashradio.com and on Twitter, you'll see all this shit before it comes out. But I just want to get your thought on it, Mink, because I don't know what you think of the Sharknado movies.
I was never a fan of that.
Me either. But they're a big deal.
I know there's a big fan base for it, but I never got into the whole Sharknado thing, man.
Oh, me either. And like I said, sci-fi is a big network and all that stuff, so, you know, they got that, but, never really liked Sharknado. They had, what's her name, Tiara Reid in it, but she's well past her expiration date.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Her prime didn't last much longer than Milk does, let's be honest.
Boy, when it did, though.
Oh, Mink, when it did, my God. Pina coladas! But yeah, there goes another person who's never gonna do this show, so... that's pretty cool, and I think it's really awesome that these networks are doing that. I forget there was a Friday the 13th marathon on April 1st, and there's something else I'm forgetting that they did. It's just cool that they're doing shit like this because everyone's home, so they're giving us shit to watch.
Yeah, I love the fuck out of sci-fi, man.
Hell yeah, can't go wrong. That's pretty cool. That article was written by IR Chris, our resident Jason expert.
A confidant,
IR Chris.
I'm doing expert.
Yeah, that's a hell of a way to put it. But next up, this article is also by IR Chris. Borderlands 3 Guns, Love, and Tentacles DLC review. Mick, you're not a big Borderlands guy, are you?
I never got into that one either. I remember when it was popular as fuck though on the 360. Remember that shit?
I do not. I know it was popular, that I know, but I never played it then either.
We weren't into it. I think it was like one of those really, I don't know if it was exclusive on Xbox, but it was real popular on that system. We didn't fuck with it back then like that.
No, we did not fuck with it like that. Ernesto Campos is in our YouTube live. Look at this guy sliding in. He keeps up with us on Twitter. He said Sharknado is immune to the Rona. I would hope so.
What if Sharknado created the Rona?
Holy shit, Mink. Wow. Bam. You did not. Oh shit, wrong one. Wow. That's a thought.
Right?
That's a thought.
Shark Rona.
Yeah, I know. Ugh. But I know IR Chris has been going ham on Borderlands. Me and Ghost hopped in an Xbox party with him one night when we were bored. And he was thrown down on some Borderlands, I believe, but he will not shut the hell up about Borderlands. But it's cool, again, like, if you guys are checking, if you go check out the article or you're watching us now, dude, I mean, Borderlands really, they are so diverse. Like, it is colorful, bright, pink, teal. Like, it's cool that they have that much in there. So, and good for IR Chris. Thank you for, you know, going through all that. It's a pretty hefty review. So it's very thorough.
I read his shit on Doom, man. He said demonic taint.
No, he didn't.
Yes.
Did he? Wait a minute. Hold on. Are you fucking kidding me? He said that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Demonic taint is a quote on our website.
See if you can pull up the article when you get a chance and then just find on page demonic taint.
You know what? I'm going to just search on slashradio.com. I'm going to do this right now. Demonic taint. If demonic taint comes up with something on our website, we're the best site in the world. Let's see. Yep, there it is. Comes right up. Doom review. Hey,
demonic taint.
What the fuck is wrong with IR Chris?
It was so well put, too.
Wait, hold on. I got to find demonic. There it is. Okay. No, he was going for the source of the demonic taint by hunting down the demonic. Wow, man. I mean, should he be pulled into HR for that?
I mean, not only was he going, like, not was it just a discussion about demonic taint, but it was the source of it. So it is the taint itself.
It's the inner bowels of the demonic taint.
Yes.
We got to talk to him about that. No?
I think so.
I mean, I feel at least a discussion has to be had about demonic taint. That's how I feel.
That's a heavy hitter. That's a slugger.
And we didn't even know it was it. I didn't even know it was there. Wow.
Of course.
You might as well throw profanity around demonic taint. What the hell?
Demonic. Why did we never even thought about it before? Spent like a good fucking month trying to come up with the most inappropriate, obscene fucking word or whatever it was. And what made me think about that is because I was watching South Park earlier today and they were coming up with a name for Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah.
Was that the Redskins? Morning, randomly coming up with shit. And he said, what about furry balls pop menacingly on the table?
I wish we would have wrote some of those down when we were coming up with them.
Right?
Imagine coming across that 10 years later.
I know we said something along the lines of some demonic fucking Satanist something or some shit. It was bad. But it was no demonic taint.
No, it wasn't. No. No, absolutely not. No.
I think this is one of the closest that we got.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so it's official. IR Chris is the first person to be called into the Slasherado HR office. And the only reason it isn't you is because you're part of the HR office, so we really can't do that to you.
Well, he's got to talk to Rob.
Oh, God. That's going to... We should record that meeting. That would be funny.
I feel like Marshall Mathers going in to talk to Paul.
Right? You're writing about demonic taints and Vicodin. Can't post this shit.
I can have this shit. They're over there writing about Friday and Freddy Krueger. And you're writing about demonic taint and assholes. I can't sell this shit. Either change the article or it's not coming out.
Get the fuck out of my office.
Who's mad?
That's funny. Yeah, so shout out to IR Chris. That was, we gotta check his shit from going forward now. We gotta fucking proofread them. I don't know what we'll find. But yeah, that's pretty cool. So shout out to Borderlands for that. They're pumping out. This is like the second article we've talked about with their DLCs.
Why games have, you know what? A lot of people shit on DLC, man.
I think they used to.
Yeah.
Not so much now.
I mean, you need DLC now. I mean, it really increases the life of a video game like never before, man.
Look at GTA.
Right?
I mean, my God, dude, that game's still like brand new. It came out how many? PS3 came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, DLC. I mean, it really, yeah. It. I think back in the day, it used to be like people would get mad at it because all the good shit would come out on DLC. Now there's a little bit of a mix.
Plus now they got all these pay, you know, like micro pay games, like you download it for free and shit.
Yeah. I wouldn't get. See, yeah, it's more acceptable because you got the game for free, so you got a little wiggle room there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Sea of Thieves, they got us to buy a fucking monkey. Even though the game wasn't free, we still bought a monkey.
I know.
Named it Stevie and Feta.
That was the best fucking money we ever spent.
And Ghost bought a parrot named Rob. Speaking of Ghost, she just said, it's just annoying when devs skimp out on the game in hopes to add DLC later. That's a very good point. But speaking of games, next up, We're going a little bit of a different direction. Friday the 13th, Horror at Camp Crystal Lake, board game, Mink. And it's officially licensed by Friday the 13th. What do you think?
If their asses can go and fucking back up a board game,
mm-hmm.
but they won't back up a video game?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
I thought this. I'm like, wait a minute. So this came out, but we can't get anything new on the fucking video game. What? I don't understand the legalities. I don't know.
That's just pure fucking them being an asshole.
Tell them how you really feel. Jeez. You're right, though. You're right, though. But that's kind of cool, man. Like, I'm glad. I'm happy to see board games get a little, like, you know, I might buy it.
I mean, it'd definitely be fun, especially when everybody's around and you can pull that bitch out and play. And I'm sure, you know, probably be fucking really cool. I'm sure they're going to go all out as far as, like, the presentation of the box and all that and pieces.
Right. Right.
And it's just aggravating, man. Like, there's been this game, man. When did it come out? Like, 2017?
The video game? It came out... Mm. I mean, Ghost might know. It came out, what, 3 years ago now? Something like that?
Right.
Three and a half,
about
that neighborhood?
2017?
Yeah, something like that.
And it still has no fucking support from them, man. And then you would think, like, they... I can think, okay, if I'm them, and right. they come out with that shit, I'd be like, eh, fuck that, nah. But if I seen the success that I had at some point, you gotta figure out a way to, you know, get involved, but they still don't want to support it at all. I don't give a fuck. That's weird.
Yeah, you know, and I don't want to shit on them too much, but you're right. Because there's a lot of shit in that game. Like, well, the other night we were playing, the fucking car flipped on us for no reason at all. Come on, you can fix stuff like that. And I think they fix small shit that's easy for them to fix, but the big shit they really don't want to spend too much time on, so you are right. That sucks. Ernesto Campos said Jason wins. Wins at what, man? Are you saying everything? Because you're in the Freddy part of town over here. This is a Nightmare on Elm Street episode. You better be careful, man.
And you got IR Chris in here to help you.
Yeah, you don't got him, because he'll throw stuff in our demonic tank for Jason Voorhees. But, yeah, so, I mean, I'll check it out. In the article, this was written by Nick Venom. He does have, I didn't put it up here because I didn't think of it, but there are images that are released of the pieces and all that, and it does look pretty cool. So you guys got to go to /rail.com, check that out.
Yeah.
And that's what you get. See, we hook you, now you got to go. Then you got to go.
And if you get it, do a detailed review, unboxing of it.
Ooh, good idea. Good idea. All right, so next up and the last piece of news. Make Candyman delayed till September 25th.
Good.
Why good? What's your thought on that? Why?
It's close to Halloween.
Okay.
And it's not in the summer.
Okay.
Because to be honest with you, I do not like the fucking summers down here.
Yeah,
it's miserable. Right. Just to walk outside and fucking even have to get in the car and it's all fucking burning hot.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you got those nights, and you can go out there, but even still, the nights are a fucking miserable thing. But September is a good time, especially with all this corona shit and everything can get through and pass, and nobody got to be worried about going out. It's just a decent little time to fucking pop something like that, man. I mean, I wish it would have been in October, but
yeah.
September's cool enough. That's fine. I mean, that's close.
Yeah, because this is a movie that I would like to go see in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's certain stuff you can wait and sit and, you know, when it comes out on Steam, streams and all that stuff, but I'd like to go see this one, especially Tony Todd's in it, boy. But yeah, I mean, it's you're right, it's for the better. It's gonna definitely be under better circumstances and all that stuff. And Ernesto Campos said because Candyman shouldn't be remade, dude. It's hard to argue with that. I'm not mad at that at all.
Are they putting Tony Todd as Candyman?
I haven't seen it announced yet, but I'm pretty sure he's in there, man. And this might or might not be taken out, but the last time I DM'd Tony Todd and we were going back and forth a little bit about him coming back on the show, he did say that he wanted to wait because he has a lot of stuff to announce. He wants to get it all out at once. I don't know what that means, so, you know, I'm not really saying much, but I'm saying something. Shit.
Yeah.
So, never know.
Yeah, and he's been really active lately on there too, man. I've seen him tweeting a lot, so mm-hmm. He must be in high spirits.
Yeah, and he did.
He's claiming his role.
He tweeted something. I'm going to see if I can find it really quick, because I did retweet it. Tony Todd. Ah, here it is. You know what? I'm going to share this fucking tweet because this needs to be synced by the masses. There we go. Tony Todd tweeted, when was this? April 7th at 11 p.m. So Tony Todd was up late. He said, new at Candyman movie will blow everyone's horrific minds. I think we're fucking around. My urban theology at Horror Nor Film. So damn.
And so he pretty much said it right there, man, I think.
Yeah. I mean, he said, think we're hashtag fucking around, man? He said, think we're fucking around?
Y'all think we're fucking around? This ain't the hatchet.
Let me get me started. Dude, Tony Todd is fucking phenomenal. Anything he does is just really, it's... He goes outside the genre. He does Broadway type, you know, theatrical theater acting and all that kind of stuff. He's a super talented dude. But yeah, so that's it for the news. Mink? We're doing the Nightmare remake. We're finally doing it.
Good, I'm glad.
And you said, I believe, I don't remember if it was the beginning of the episode or when we were doing the pre-show, but... We did. Me and you and I went to see this in the theaters together, Salami Boys.
Front row, man.
Blunt rolled, fucking went over there, happy as could be, and there we were sitting. And dude, I remembered it being so much better. Why?
Well, it started off with a huge fucking bang. Now, I remember sitting there watching that shit and that throat cut, man. I was like, oh, holy shit, son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think what happened is that as it went on and it marinated and I sat down and got inside our brains and time went on, it just didn't age well. It was probably one of those movies that came out, it was real cool for like the first week or whatever, and then it just didn't stick, man. The whole child molester shit was really a big turnoff, dude. Like, that's just something you don't... That's weird. I don't know why they did that, man. That's weird.
Yeah.
That was weird. You can change them up and shit. That's cool, but that's just fucking sick. You don't go that way.
I agree. See, I sat there because, like I said, I've defended this movie to a degree. I've always been pissed off about Robert Englund not being in it, and, you know, that I'm sure we're going to get into, but I always defended the movie itself because I remembered it. And I've watched it. It wasn't even just you went to the theater, you had the popcorn, had a good time, and, you know, You just remembered the time being more fun than the movie. I've watched it afterwards several times. Whenever that movie was on TV, around when it came out, which was fairly, you know, often on HBO and shit, I watched it, and I wasn't mad about it. Dude, I didn't enjoy it this time. Like, damn near at all. I don't know what the fuck.
What took away from me this time? What changed?
Like you said, it started off with a bang. It did. And, you know, they didn't, it started off great and then quickly unraveled because whenever we watch these and if we watch the movie before, I try and put myself in the first time of watching it the best I can. And they didn't show Freddy right away. They had the glove and he's sneaking up behind dude in the dream, and it started off in a dream, which was really good too. So they had all that. I was like, nice, man. They didn't show Freddy right away. This is good. But then they did. I'm like, damn, man. Like, I don't know. Like, you don't just go and do that, right? Even in the original, you didn't just show him right. Even in the second one, they didn't really go and show him right away. I was like, damn. So that was part of it. That always pisses me off in horror movies when you show the villain right away and you don't need to give a clear look at him. And then it was really fucking slow. Like, the characters didn't do enough to keep me invested this time anyway. And I think that's really what there was a lot of bullshit in between that bored me. And then when we got to the Freddy, like I said, not having Robert Englund as Freddy and the way they portrayed this Freddy always bothered me. But in this time watching it, it really stuck out that even when we got to the Freddy, that wasn't Freddy Krueger, man. In a lot of ways.
Yeah. It's cool. I mean, I like how they did him.
You did?
I didn't really mind that too much.
Okay.
But... yeah, I didn't. That really didn't bother me. That what bothered me was the backstory. Like, that's what that change really irked me. Like, making him a child molester and shit. That was because it's expected. Like, especially with it being 2010, you're into like that whole new that decade and stuff. Like, you expected that, and I think that's why they showed him mm-hmm. so quickly was to go ahead and put him out there because. It wasn't, they could have done a lot worse, man. Like, they really could have. Like, they could have changed his whole shit up, man. But he still had, like, those little Freddy kind of, you know, with the claw and how he moves his fucking hand and shit like that. Like, they were similar to what, you know, you're never going to match what, because Robert Englund is Freddy Krueger.
Right, right.
You're never going to get that. So, I wasn't really too pissed off at that. That was expected. But what, threw me for a fucking curveball because that you had no business changing that. Why are you making the child molester for?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know,
they had no business fucking with that. That was just uncalled for.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't know what, dude. I really realized. I mean, maybe because we were watching it for this, but I realized, like, even towards the end and here and there throughout the movie, like when he had a homegirl on the bed, Nancy on the bed, towards the end when she pulled him out of the dream world. Dude, like, he was, like, super sexual, and I didn't remember it being like that. Like, I remembered the I'm your boyfriend now and, you know, here and there. But, like, that was weird to watch.
Right?
I was like, holy shit. Like, dude, they made him a rapist.
Yeah. And, like, Freddie had some slick shit that he would say, but it was, like...
playful.
Yeah. Like, he just did it to be a dick.
Yeah, it was to get in your head. Right.
Yeah. This one, he was, like, really trying to be, like, a little fucking weirdo. It was weird. They made him, like, a weird sexual predator. And like, all the other Freddies, too. Like, there was a certain, like, the old ones, like, there was a, you know, it was easy to kind of root for him sometimes. You know, you kind of wanted to see Freddy get it in. This one, I didn't give a fuck about this Freddy. I'm just ready for him to kill him. And, you know,
yeah.
It was weird.
Ernesto Campos in the live chat said, he brought up a good point. It's just impossible to match Wes Craven's transition into the dream world. Dude, that was another thing. You know, like, some of the dream sequences were pretty cool. Like, the snow scene, like, when she goes in her bedroom and it's snowing, that was fucking awesome. But it just wasn't smooth when it changed from, like, one scenery to another within the each dream. Like, some of them... within one dream, they would be in different places. It didn't feel smooth. Like, it felt lazy. Like, they turned around and, like, boom, brand new, completely everything. And it's like, what the fuck is... Dude, I don't know. I cannot believe that I sat and defended this movie at any point in time ever, and I did. Like, I hate it now.
I mean, it's understandable. I mean, it wasn't... I don't think by any chance, in any means, like, you can compare it to what, you know, the Robert Englund and Wes Craven era was, but as a, like, I wouldn't even call this, like, see, like, you know how, like, people call them the old Nightmares Freddy movies?
Right.
This ain't a Freddy movie.
No.
This is a weird, like, it's a Nightmare on Elm Street film with a Freddy Krueger in it. And it's easy, I can see why you liked it, because I liked it, too. Like, there's certain things I can, you know, I like the way it was shot, I like the... Mm-hmm. I like the aesthetics of the whole movie, and they had, like, same sequences, like you said, with the snow that were cool and
right
stuff like that. Like, I think the characters were in it were really good. I thought they were great actors. They weren't shitty or nothing. Like, they were pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the movie itself kind of can hold its own, but as a Freddy movie, dude, I just can't get over the fact that he was raping little kids in the fucking basement. Dude. I ain't going to get over that.
That's
fucked up.
I know. Ernesto Campos, he is busy today. He said, sorry for doing too much. Nah, bro, this is what this is for. He said, but remember when a teen walked into a barn that turned into a warehouse that turned into a slaughterhouse? They don't do that. They just go to sleep. Dude, that is there were layers to what they used to do. Like, it built, like, a dream would build to something. Like, this, they were in the dream and it just, you know, usually they just got right to the point, and it's like, yeah, that's cool and all, but it can't be all of them. You got to have some type of variety in there to where it really, like, it's a dream. You know, like, you can do anything you want in a dream, and you didn't. You did the minimal that you could possibly do. Dude, I'm really disappointed in myself, and I had no business art defending this movie to anybody, and I've gotten into small arguments over it. And now I realize I look like a complete asshole every time.
I mean, it's a good movie. It's not a movie. It's not a bad movie.
No.
It's just fucked up what they did to Freddy Krueger like that, man.
Yeah.
And all that other shit, too, like the dreams and all that. Yeah, like shit like that's fucked up, too. But, I mean, it's not a bad movie. Like, if somebody said, hey, man, you know, that new Friday was a fucked up movie. It's a movie. No, I don't think it's a bad one, but what they did with the whole situation,
yeah,
kind of left a bad taste. I think, man, the whole dream situation, I agree with that guy, and it was weird.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what? It they do that to themselves with remakes. I mean, it's impossible to not compare. I mean, human beings do that with everything, so. Yeah, as a movie, sure, you can point to a bunch of things they did well, and even some stuff they did really well. But, you know, we're comparing it to A Nightmare on Elm Street, which we have to. It's a Nightmare on Elm Street movie. And it's just, hold on, where the hell did it go? This movie had a $35 million budget, which is not astronomical. Trust me, I understand. It's not an astronomical thing, especially the way this fucking... Imagine how much that money was spent on advertising. This thing was everywhere. And, you know, like, I get that. I get that. But they went above and beyond with certain things that they really didn't have to. And, dude, even the voice. Like, I seen they were obviously going for more of the original Nightmare on Elm Street. It's a remake. It's the original Nightmare on Elm Street. Freddy was a little more serious. But, dude, that voice... The best word I could use to describe this movie is flat, because so many things were fucking flat. And where the hell did I note it? Okay, I'm going to go back to that dream scene I was talking about earlier when they pulled him out of the dream world. When he was laying on the bed and he said, your body says yes, and yeah, that was creepy in itself, but then he goes, look at me. Dude, that was flat. Like, it was the way he hit it, the way he said it, it was just, there wasn't any power there. You're Freddy Krueger, man.
Was the guy that played Freddy when he was alive the same guy that played?
Yes.
It was the same guy?
Yes.
He did a good job when he was alive.
He did a great job when he was alive. that was about it.
That part was cool. That part was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, that's another thing, too. Like, you got to get a guy. You got to get somebody, like, if they're going to go with that more serious approach, you got to get somebody in there who can sell it.
Dude, I agree. If they could have got the voice a little better, and I'm not saying he has to sound like Robert Englund or anything, but he didn't have any passion or power, and that was Freddie, man. Freddie had emotion to everything he said. There was none of that here.
I always said it. Christian Bale would have been a good Freddy Krueger.
Christian Bale, huh?
Yeah. You ever hear his Batman voice?
Yeah.
Where are they?
Dude, and that's what they were going for. You're right. That's a great comparison, because they were going for that deep, you know, like, but the passion wasn't there. The power wasn't there. And that's what you're right, dude. That's what it was like Batman as Freddy Krueger as far as vocally, and it just went out the oomph that it needed.
Yeah, that's the guy right there, him.
You're right, dude. Yeah, no, you're right on that. Yeah, I give it to you.
Where are they? Christian Bale, man, he would have been a good one for that. And he has that look, too, like he could have pulled off a good Krueger.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm going to talk about let's get into the look in a second. But Ghost said the only thing they added to this movie that I liked was the micro-nap concept. Like, what does she mean by that?
Remember when they would, like, doze off real quick because they had, like, she explained all that shit about the sleep.
Oh, right, right, right.
Okay. And then they would fall asleep involuntarily.
Right, right, yeah. Okay, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yo, that one shit where she was fucking fading in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, coming, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. They hit certain spots. But see, that's where they were effective when Freddy was in and out. Like, you give this Freddy too much time, and it's not there. But if you get him in and out real quick, he could pull it off here and there, but any type of extensive look or even a sound of him, it just didn't do it for me.
They were trying to go for a hardcore slasher, and they just didn't get the right guy to be able to fucking flip things around like that.
No, not at all.
And like you said, too, even in the first Nightmare on Elm Street, that Freddy was way different than Part 5 Freddy.
Of course, yeah.
He was a lot more, and they didn't show him for, like, what, the first half of the movie in the beginning, the very first one. Like, Freddy was just not there. Like, Freddy was there based on just word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's this guy, Freddy, you know, and then Freddy Krueger. It wasn't that cool as fuck how they did that shit.
Dude, that's what I was saying in the beginning. Like,
Freddy.
Yeah. You don't need to have, I mean, yeah, it's a Freddy Krueger movie, Nightmare on Elm Street, but you don't, and now that it's a remake and we've had all the Freddy Krueger movies, sure, the rules are a little different and you should show them a little bit, but you don't have to give, especially now that Robert Englund's not doing it. Like, this is, at the time when this movie came out, there were only small little images here and there of what Freddy even looked like. You didn't get a good look at him until the movie. And then you got it within the first few minutes of the fucking movie. Like, you didn't even make anybody wait. You could have built up to that. Son of a bitches, Mink. Why they do that?
I think it's because, like I said, man, they were just eager to get that out. They took a different approach.
Yeah.
You know? And then once you throw him like that, now he's got to be fucking in your face. He's got to come with it now.
Yeah, you can't make him disappear.
Yeah.
Son of a bitches.
Now you better bring his ass on in.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the appearance of Freddy Krueger, so let's talk about it. You kind of alluded to, you made it sound like you didn't mind what Freddy looked like in this. I don't know, man.
Now that wasn't too bad. That wasn't, he had the fedora, he had the stripe, the claw looked good.
But what about makeup?
He had the, well, everything was more on the CGI side, wasn't it? Like, it looked more like there were more computer-based graphics on his face and shit.
Yeah, it was definitely utilized, yeah, which I don't like.
And I mean, that part I can get on, because, I mean, it's 2010. You know, they're going to try to pull their clocks out with something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, like, they could have done so much worse. And I think they kept it simple.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I liked about it. They didn't overdo it. Like, they didn't make them gaudy. They didn't put shit that didn't need to be there. Like, I was thinking they would do, like, a... what's a good character to
Jason Goes to Hell?
No. Like, I was thinking they would make, like, one eyeball way too fucking big and then the other one really, really small, like some fucked up shit. No nose.
Go, they you get carried, I mean, away.
Like, yeah, but they didn't.
Yeah.
You know, they gave him, like, that little plain, you know, and they, he had that little fucking kind of, like, sprawled out look.
Looked like a cat.
Yeah. Yeah, there he is. Yep. That one, I didn't mind that too much. That was like,
yeah, I didn't like it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it was terrible by any means, but we have to compare it to Robert Englund and the CGI, it's not needed for that. Like, because Robert Englund was practical effects and prosthetics and all that, and it looked way better than that. Like, and that's also, that's the Freddy Krueger we know.
Mm-hmm. I can see, like, he's got a neck, and then you can tell, like, you know, he's got a lot more. But that was, like, we talked about it with the Dan Aykroyd movie. Like, that was a three-piece setup.
Right.
And that took, like, some kind of, I forget what it was, like, 3 hours or something like that to put on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's on and off.
Right.
This one, I think it's just a lot easier for them to go with that. But it's got to be a lot more money coming out of their budget, too, to use computer graphics, wasn't it?
I would, yeah. And it's moving, which is even, I mean, you know, CGI moves and everything, yeah. But you're having your target now is moving. You have a graphic or whatever you're going to call it moving around is one thing, because it's doing that on its own. You now need this to follow that character around. I'd imagine that's a bitch to do on small little pieces too at that you have to move around like that. I don't know, man. I mean, we just love Freddy Krueger so much.
Yeah, no, there's no way. There's no way. There's no way that you could like the new one better than the old one. And that says a lot, because that one came out in the fucking 80s, dude, and it's still superior. Far superior.
Yeah.
You know? But I mean, they didn't. They kept it simple.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go over the top. They didn't make any kind of extreme fucking changes. It was real plain. And that got a pass. They could have done so much worse, man.
Right.
I'd rather them underdo it than overdo it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got the scars. He's got the Freddy look. He, you know.
Yeah.
I was expecting them to try to. That's what was bothering me when the movie was like, okay, so are they going to, like, do Freddy, or are they going to do, like, this crazy-ass 2010 horror kind of bullshit where they try to make them into, like, this insane fucking werewolf-looking guy or whatever.
Yeah.
They didn't. He looked like a regular dude. Just burnt.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give you that. I'll give you that all day long. What they did is far superior than going over the top. I'll give you that for sure. But I don't know, man. They could have did. But you're right. It looked like a dude who was burnt. And that's mm-hmm. But Freddy Krueger, I'm talking Robert Englund's Freddy Krueger, like, it was just, he was really like, the severity of the burns were a lot better, and it made that character, man. Like, this just looked like a guy who was, you know, like Kane from WWE, and he kind of just got grazed by some fire and then made it out.
The best fucking Freddy, man, was that first one where he was like wet mm-hmm. and shit. That shit was cool, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was it, dude.
But then again, you know what? When you, like, you take Michael Myers, he's a mask. Jason Voorhees, that's a mask. Freddy Krueger is a face. That's Robert Englund's face. Mm-hmm. That's Freddy Krueger, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you gotta, they gotta put that shit, I don't know, dude, like, that's gotta be trademarked.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, they were never gonna win. let's just, unless they gave the role to Robert Englund, they were never gonna fucking win. Yeah, and
that's his face, man. I mean, that's just how it is.
And it's his voice.
How unique is that? You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ghostface, same thing. It's a mask, and literally anybody was Ghostface.
Yeah, I mean, we give Kane Hodder shit, Freddy. But, you know, that's why we give Kane Hodder shit. Like, it's not like he was Robert Englund, you know? And mm-hmm. and that was really... Ernesto Campos said, good call on Kane. Yeah, that's true. It's impossible to replace... That's like with Warwick Davis. And Lyndon Porco is taking over. And granted, I fully understand it's not as big of a stage as Freddy Krueger, but... It's still that was Warwick Davis's face for the most part. You know, it was under a lot more makeup, but it was his voice, it was his face. It's the same thing.
It is. It's iconic. Now, what disturbs me about this whole thing is, like, games like Dead by Daylight and shit, they'll go with the newer edition of Freddy.
I hate that so much. I hate that so much. I was playing with, I forget when I was playing it. I don't remember when the hell I said it. So many, I think I said it with you too. Dude, why would they not? I don't know what they would have to do, but dude, go out and do the right thing and get a new Freddy skin and make it Robert Englund. You would make a ton of, I would buy that right now. Right now. And I don't even play the fucking thing like that. I'd buy it right now.
Yeah.
I've been saying that from the beginning. Like, yeah, it's cool. Freddy's in there. I'm not going to give him shit for getting the new one. You know, the kids that play it, they know the new one. I get it. But, dude, all people our age play it too. That Robert Englund one would sell like a motherfucker if they could get their hands on that.
Yeah.
That new Freddy would die out quickly if they put out the Robert Englund one. It's a shame.
Yeah, well, I don't know why they went with that one, dude. That was weird.
Although, I will say this quickly. I dabbled in Mortal Kombat recently. That is the worst-looking Jason Voorhees I have ever seen in my entire life. Have you?
They put Jason in Mortal Kombat?
Yeah. Yeah, it was on Game Pass, and I didn't buy that. Thank God I didn't. I was going to, but I didn't. And, dude, that is the worst-looking Jason Voorhees I have ever seen in my entire life. Like, just fucking terrible. So, you know, it we're not knocking him for having the new Freddy in there, because at least it's like that is the spitting image of the new Freddy Krueger. So at least they did that, crying out loud.
Yeah, it is. Like, you know for sure. Like, when I first saw that Freddy, I was like, they went with that.
Yeah.
I knew for instantly that's fucking Freddy.
Identical.
But you know what, man? Freddy Krueger has this, like, and I'm not talking about this new one, the old ones. He has fucking transformations, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He has like these little fucking forms and shit that he goes through.
And there was none of it.
They didn't. Yeah, they didn't even put that in there.
There was none of it, dude. There was no. That's what I'm saying. Like, it was a very lazy movie. Flat is a good word to describe this movie. Lazy is another good word to describe this movie. It is a very flat and lazy movie.
It's a thriller, man. I think that's really what it boils down to. Like, is a thriller movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like the old ones were horror, more horror based, and this is more like a thriller.
Yeah, yeah, I'll agree with that for sure.
Like, look at that. He's got no neck, dude.
No, dude, he looks like a fucking old man trying to be Freddy Krueger on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what he looks like. He's not really... I mean, obviously, he's burned. Yeah, but it's not like Freddy Krueger is. I don't know.
Where's his fucking neck?
He's got not. That's the thing, too. Like, and maybe they did it on purpose, but the nose, Ernesto said earlier, he's got no nose. Ghost said that he looks flat. I mean, that's the best way to describe this damn movie and the character. But he's got no nose. He's got no neck. There's just certain things that characteristically, facial features that are so far away from Robert Englund and what he was as Freddy. And they really didn't give a fuck about that at all.
No. I'm glad they at least went plain and overboard, man.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah, they could have really... They could have went Pennywise with this, and they didn't.
Which, apparently, the Pennywise... I think you know this, too. The one that they did on the new movies, apparently that's how he's supposed to look.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, I've seen that, too. But...
Which still... Yeah, yeah.
No, you're not gonna... Dude, okay. The people who went and bought tickets to that movie, I would bet money to say... At least 75% of them were fans of it because of the movie. And that's where you got to go to, man. Mm. Like, come on. Don't get... See, but that's what you were saying. Don't get carried away with shit. Don't get silly with shit. Do what you're supposed to do and just fucking be done with it. And why do movies have a hard time doing
it? Man, it's like, what makes it even worse looking at this fucking Freddy is knowing he's a child molester, dude.
Dude, that's so...
That just really fucking bothers me so bad. Like, I can't, like, when I look at him and I see it and I know he's like a skeevy little fucking kid toucher, it makes me hate him even more. It really does.
It's not in the laugh at, but the way you're a skeevy little kid toucher.
It's fucked up, but it's true.
It is. And it's crazy because they even had them, like, defend that. In the beginning of the movie, because, you know, they didn't know if it was true and they thought he was haunting them because, you know, they wrongly had that happen to him. And then they just went full on rapey with this guy, and it was not cool, man.
He just gives off that vibe just looking at this picture.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's almost like they went with the actor they chose with, the hell's his name? Jackie Earle Haley, because... of they even matched that profile they were looking for.
If that's the case, then I mean, I think they nailed it.
Well, yeah, from that aspect, sure. Ghost brought up another good point in the live chat. She said that's not nearly as scary as original Freddy. Oh, come on. I'd kick the shit out of this guy. I mean, I'd kick his ass.
He just looks fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, but... I if I look at him, I think I can kick his ass. If I look at Robert Englund as Freddy Krueger, that dude will fuck me up.
I put it this way.
Mm.
I'd kick his ass even if he was scary, if I knew he was a child molester.
Oh, well, yeah.
He's trying to come for the booty hole at this point.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, this Freddy right here is a booty hole monster, not a dream warrior or a dream monster. Or whatever. He's a booty monster.
He's not a dream warrior. He's a booty hole monster. Wow.
Yeah. He's the booty warrior. There's two different Freddies, man. Like, this is not even fucking... Just look at him, dude. He looks like he's trying to fucking find out what it smells like.
I think I'm going to have to email DM Brad at Bloody Disgusting. Like, Bobby Spitzer deems 2010 Freddy Krueger the booty hole warrior.
That's weird, dude.
Yeah. Ugh. Ernesto said, remember, it's his rules. That's funny. That's funny. I don't know, man. You're right. That obviously going into it, we've seen it so many times. All you need to do is see it once to remember it. It's so horrific. But, you know, that whole storyline of him being a child molester, and I get it. They were trying to do something to make you not like Freddy Krueger. I fully understand why they did it. But you don't do that. Especially to a character. Like, you're not going to get people to not like Freddy Krueger. You're going to get, I mean, you got us to not like this one. We didn't like that about this one. But it's not in a, we want to see the heroes of the movie survive. We just say, ew, that's fucking disgusting. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's a little creepy. Like, they could have done some shit where, like, he killed a dog or something, and, like, that'd be enough to set people off.
Yeah, yeah, it would piss me off, yeah. And it wouldn't have been as bad, as much as I'm notorious for hating that. It's nowhere near child molester.
Right, yeah. I mean, something like that, or, you know, some, whatever. You know, he fucking...
Killing kids is bad enough.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Yeah, God, why do they gotta... Ernesto said... Booty hole warrior of your dreams. My God. Head up! That's scary.
What if you fucking fell asleep? You wake up in that Freddy's dreamland and he says, if I like it, then I take it.
That's what he said. It looks like he sounds like. If I like it, I take it. Ain't nothing you can do.
Then I take it. I give you two options.
Oh,
either you go with it or make it worse. What you want to do?
We can make it hurt or we can make it hurt more. What are we going to do?
Yeah, that was weird. I don't know. I think Freddy is, like, you look at all of them, man. We got Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, Pinhead, Freddy Krueger, Ghostface, Leprechaun, Leatherface, all these people, man. I always hold Freddy Krueger on a higher pedestal than all of them.
Right.
And it's because he's so unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that has a lot to do with Robert Englund.
Mm-hmm.
All these other movies, man, they can, even like the other Friday that they came out with around this time, there was in 2009.
Right.
You know, all these movies, they can do shit like that, but there's nothing you can do to match what Robert Englund was able to. Like, that's Freddy Krueger. You can change up all these other guys and put everybody underneath that mask and different stuntmen or whatever.
Right.
Freddy's always held to a higher regard. That will always be Robert Englund's thing.
You're right.
Always. And it will always, no matter how many times they try to do this right or whatever, never going to ever, ever get the praise because it's Robert Englund. That's it. It's so different now.
Yeah. 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 But you know what? Not to bring up the Leprechaun again, but I did enjoy the Leprechaun Returns. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say it compares to the original. You know, so many factors go into that budget, and we can keep going on. But I at least enjoyed it. Linda Porco did a good job, and they did. Everyone involved did a good job. Producers, directors, writers, everything that goes into that. I think they did a better job of capturing the Leprechaun in Leprechaun Returns than this movie did in capturing Freddy Krueger. As a whole character, everything, kit and caboodle, the whole movie put together, I think they did a better job. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because they had Lyndon, man. Lyndon was, he was the right guy. I don't think they had the right guy either for this Freddy.
You're right. Dude, Christian Bale, dude, I thought, I didn't like it until you brought up the voice. You are 1,000,000% right. Yeah. Damn, man! That, imagine Christian Bale as Freddy Krueger.
Look at me,
dude! I'm telling you, man, that's what it was missing. If you're gonna go with that type, because, you know, Freddy did have that deeper voice in the original, and, you know, all that stuff, but, man, it didn't have that passion there. IR Chris said, "Sorry, I'm late, but I have arrived." This son of a bitch, man! He showed up at the end of the party.
We were just talking about Freddy versus Jason. And how Jason got his ass kicked and was scared of the Wilder.
Scared of the Wilder.
Acting like a big bitch.
IR Chris also said, sheesh, I just joined and we're talking about the Leprechaun. Everyone knows Hornswoggle is the best. Okay, that's going to be stricken for the record. It's off the screen. We're not talking about that anymore. But, Mink, you know what? It's fucked up. IR Chris just joined. I was kind of happy him and Rob were in here for what I was about to say. I have to after this rewatch, I have to publicly apologize to IR Chris and Rob Humphrey for saying that the Nightmare remake, I don't remember if I said it was better, but I remembered saying that it could be better than the Friday remake. Dude, the Friday remake's better. Right or wrong?
Disagree.
Really?
I disagree.
Damn.
Disagree.
We got to have a remake episode then. We have to. Yeah. Have to.
Disagree.
Damn, man. Really? With the titties at the front? With titties at that? That has some titties, boy.
It did have a lot of nice titties.
She rode him like a fucking show pony.
She did.
I had never seen that.
It was the fuck of his life.
Wow. What did he say? Her tits were stupendous. What is something stupid like that?
Yeah.
And they were stupendous, mate.
They were.
Ernesto said holy Friday shit. Any day. I have a feeling IR Chris is writing a 12-page essay. Mink, what should we before we wrap up, should we have a discussion with IR Chris about what he said?
About what?
About the demonic taint?
Oh. Yeah.
Chris. Well, okay. We're just about done with this. We've said pretty much all we can. Mink, you don't have anything else on this thing, do you?
Nah, no.
Before we wrap up, Chris, it has been brought to my attention by Bobby Spitzer that you wrote demonic taint in one of your articles for Doom Review. Can you explain yourself, please? What the hell is that?
The source of the demonic taint.
Right. While we're waiting for Chris to respond, he did say the Nightmare remake was good. But Friday remake was more on point with being on character. Mink, will you give it that at least? Did they catch Jason better than they catch Fred? Oh, fuck me. Rob's here. Do you agree with that at least?
Yeah, by far. Yeah, that much, yeah.
Yeah.
Even with the traps and all that weird shit, with that, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because this was just... This Freddy Krueger was just, there's so many things. And the molester thing alone is, like, that's enough.
Yeah. I just think that the Nightmare was a better movie.
Okay. Ghost said HR meeting. Rob Humphrey said, wait, I missed the beginning, start over. And Ghost said, Rob heard you say his name and he appeared. I think he's like Candyman.
Bloody Robert.
Yeah, no, right? Yeah, so I'm glad I Chris heard my public apology to him and Rob, but Rob didn't hear it. So now I still have a chance, Mink, to just edit it out of the episode entirely, and it's like it never happened.
Never happened, man. I don't even know what you're talking about. But Chris still needs to explain himself.
Right. And you know what, Mink? Not for nothing, this goes on Rob as well, because he is the editor-in-chief of SlasherRadio.com, and he allowed demonic taint to get put and published on the website.
So now you can literally go on to slashradio.com, type in demonic taint, and it's an article comes up.
So demonic taint should never come up on any website, ever. I mean, what the hell is this? Rob, we were talking about earlier how you need to have a discussion, an HR meeting with IR Chris, because he's writing demonic taint in articles. What the hell is that? IR Chris said,
this goes to show you it was not edited.
No, it wasn't edited. It wasn't looked over. Granted, that's partially my fault, but good Lord, demonic taint? Who would have thought? The last thing I ever would look for in an article is demonic taint, ever. My God. IR Chris said, this is, I guess, a short and sweet answer. What has been said can never be unsaid. I mean,
this ain't an Edgar Allan Poe poem. This is an article that's been cited towards the devil's asshole.
or an asshole Satan, possessed by the devil.
Satan himself has something to do with this particular asshole.
This is
not the butt cheeks, not the crack, not the things of the hole. The part that like tightens your fucking your shit cutter.
Hold on a second. Did you just say shit cutter?
Yeah. You're the described a satanic shit cutter.
Okay. Okay. I'd never heard shit cutter before. Rob Humphrey said, demonic taint is the Slasher Radio brand. That's not a bad idea, Mink.
The way he put it, though.
I know.
The way it was used. You know.
And it was so nonchalantly thrown in there. Like it was supposed to be there.
It's like, fuck. You know, you say, you stub your toe, like, ah, fuck.
Yeah. Ah, demonic taint.
And you don't throw that around like that.
Good God. I don't know what to say, man. IR Chris said, Slasher Radio shirts that just say demonic taint. Dude, that's not a bad idea either.
It ain't.
Yeah.
Demonic taint.
Ernesto Campos said, that's intense. IR Chris followed up, oh God, I don't even know if I want to read this. He said, demonic taint is now words that shall be immortalized on a podcast episode of Slasher Radio. Well, dude, it's fucking published on the website for the world to see. It might as well be on one of the episodes. My God.
You're responsible for this.
Right, Chris. I mean, you don't even... He's treating it like a joke, and we got demonic taint posted everywhere. Now it's on an episode because we had to bring it up because he said it. Demonic taint.
We have no support from our EIC.
None. The union's not going to want anything to do with this.
I think we're going to have to fucking... We might be making some layoffs.
You know, what did Joe Exotic say? I will never financially recover.
I will never financially recover from this.
Yeah, Chris. Thanks a lot. My God. Look at this fucking guy. IR Chris said, Slasher Radio, I feel attacked. The guy you come to directly to write up articles about killer clowns and Sharknados. I mean, yeah, Chris, I get it, but I mean, you didn't give any warning about it. You didn't say, hey... Just so you know, real quick, demonic taint is in here. I mean, you gotta, you can't just throw the demonic taint. That's the most evil thing I've ever heard. And Bobby, on several occasions, has read off a list of curses on the show, and demonic taint is up there.
But he's never one of them.
Not even close. Lord. Chris said that the Marauder is an evil that deserves 1 million... 1 million kicks to the chode. Now he's throwing chode around.
I heard he was a little scumbag.
He said all the kicks with steel toe boots.
Jesus.
So now we got demonic taint and chode. Chode's another one. He's dirty.
Was he that bad?
For Chris to want to kick. For the man who throws demonic taint around like it's fucking strawberries and peaches, I mean, for him to say he needs to get kicked in the dick, it's got to be bad.
Right? Jesus Christ, man. Listen, we're turning into a fucking WB show now.
Oh, God.
Next thing you know, we're going to have the fucking Animaniacs running around smacking each other with salamis.
Or the Oompa Loompas.
The Oompa Loompas. The fucking Animaniacs. I don't know how our parents fucking let that slide. In the intro, they're putting salami in the pants, man.
I never thought of it. Yeah, they were. It was salami.
They're throwing fucking, he said, put salami in your pants. I was like, what the fuck? And homie opened up his fucking pants and they were throwing fucking huge fucking 12-inch fucking salami chunks down there, man.
Dude, you know, and they blame us for how we turned out. Right?
Right?
You know?
Holy shit. And then there was an early episode of fucking SpongeBob, man, that came on the other day. And he was sitting on his fucking couch in the living room watching TV. And on the television screen, it was a video of a fucking coral or something like that. Some little fucking underwater plant moving right. Back and forward and fucking flexing and shit. And then his little snail came in, Gary, and said, meow, and he changed the shit real quick. He goes, Gary, you know what I mean? Oh, like, what the fuck?
Wow. I think I remember that.
What the fuck, man?
It is amazing. IR Chris said, Slasher Radio, of all the things I've said on Xbox chat and demonic taint is where you draw the line. Chris, it just took us, we were taken aback. Is all it was. I mean, good Lord.
I am sitting there reading the article while I'm taking a shit, dude. And everything is good. And then I get to demonic taint. And I'm like, what the fuck?
You had to sit there and be like, whoa.
I had to scroll back up and see if I missed something, like in the title and nothing. It was just, fucking so just like nonchalantly put there, just the demonic thing.
Like, how did we get to, how did we get here?
Like, our readers are going to feel like they're treated with this type of language in the vernacular that we use to write articles. Like, so what's next to expect?
And I or Chris, please keep in mind, this is coming from Bobby Spitzer. out of all people to say, watch your mouth, it's Bobby Spitzer.
Demonic taint, man.
Oh, my God. But, Mink, he did back you up with Katie, though. I mean, that was a thug move right there. He's real.
We ain't done, guys. This is a marathon. We're not done.
It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. Although, Mink, you know what? Speaking of Xbox chats, I did get into it with somebody yesterday, and I did message them and say, how many pumps can I get for $15? So, I mean...
How many pumps?
How many pumps?
What did he say?
He didn't answer. He just reported it.
But you did it so slickly.
I don't know what I said before that, because what I said was what he reported before. I said, hi, friend, and then this message was deleted, and then how many pumps can I get for $15? So there was something in the middle of there that tied everything together, from friend to pumps.
I wonder if demonic taint will get you suspended.
I could try.
Demonic fucking taint.
Somebody's going to be sitting in the Microsoft offices and read that and go, good Lord, they got to go.
Demonic taint?
Yeah.
Well, I read it in an article.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the kids are saying nowadays.
I heard Chris said, you retweeted that article, you son of a bitch. Yeah, see, dude, like, how the fuck? I didn't know. That's the thing. Now you got me retweeting demonic taint. I had no idea I was doing it. Damn. I don't know, man. I don't know. This is going to, we got the coronavirus going on. Joe Exotic's trying to get out of jail. Carol fucking Baskin. And now we got to deal with this on top of it. It's just too much going on right now, man.
Where's Rob?
Rob said something earlier. Now he's gone. I think he heard someone told him I was apologizing. He showed up, found out he missed it, and left is what I think happened. This is becoming a lot.
We're going to fold.
I'm losing sleep over this tonight. I had no idea demonic taint was the thing, let alone on what published on our site.
We need a lawyer. It's coming out of Chris.
Yeah, Chris, you're going to have to handle this, man.
My son's running around the house yelling demonic taint. Y'all's website posting this ungodly vocabulary.
You know that means the asshole of the devil.
In the Bible, in the book of David, it says demonic taint is a sign of the Antichrist. Chris is the Antichrist.
Oh, fuck. Rob Humphrey said I'm still here. Well, that's good to know, Rob.
Fuck off!
But yeah, Mink, I mean, I think we're just about done.
That about wraps this one up. We did it. It's done. We
covered everything from Nightmare on Elm Street original to the remake to Freddy Krueger to the new Freddy Krueger to demonic taint. I don't know what else they need. But yeah, that's it, guys. There's the Nightmare on Elm Street remake. We finally did it. Go to slasherradio.com. You can check out all of our episodes, all of our articles, news, exclusive news, demonic taints by IR Chris. And you can check us out on Twitter. Make sure you follow us at slasherradio. We're on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, YouTube, just @slasherradio on everything. Go follow it and subscribe to it. Help us the fuck out, David. And fuck your mothers if you don't. And I'm at Mikey's Dad Minkway yet.
Yeah. I'm Bobby Spitzer with 2 R's, baby. Flip flap. And you can follow Katie Featherson at Katie Diane.
They're both one and the same these days, so you might as well get a bolt.
Yeah, go follow my dude.
Oh my God. All right, guys. So we'll catch you next week. And thank you for listening. We love all of you. Good night from Slasher Radio.
All the best of Slasher Radio Podcast.
Mink, whenever you get time, look on my Xbox feed. I was playing Dead by Daylight with that Amanda chick and this kid Huffy. Dude, this kid legit ran that killer, and it was a Michael Myers for 5 minutes, and then escaped. I said, "Whoa,
that's some bullshit, boy."
God damn, I died in seconds.
That is amazing.
It's like, God damn, and he wasn't even like. I mean, I don't know what a good killer looks like on there, but he knew to not get palleted. Like, he would stand back and he would move back, so he knew enough. You know, like, he wasn't terrible. Mm-hmm. Damn, man.
That's all the odds are stacked in his favor.
Mm-hmm. Looped the shit out of him. I said, oh, my God.
So you stood back in awe.
Yeah. I told him I recorded it when he was done. I recorded the last 5 minutes, and the video started when I died. And almost immediately after that, Myers was on him. So damn near 5 minutes, he looped him. I told him I was going to put it up on our YouTube. Shit. It's fucking impressive.
That is amazing.
5 minutes, man. I said, God damn.
And then he escaped.
And he escaped. They got the gens done while Myers was fucking with him, and the door open, and he couldn't find the door because he was busy looping him, and he made it to the door and got out. I said, oh my God.
You know, that guy was pissed off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He had him.
Mm-hmm. He couldn't finish the job. Yeah, that game, man. Oh, I did figure out, they were telling me about this perk called Spine Chill. Do you know about it?
Mm-mm.
Apparently, you know those little icons in the bottom right corner where when you're playing that little diamond? It'll show your perks. Spine Chill, it'll let you know, like, it'll light up. That little icon in the corner will light up when the killer is looking in your direction, which is fucking helpful. Like, it saved me a couple of times. Like, I screwed up on a gen, and then I was good for a while, and then it lit up, and I knew to leave, and a few seconds later, the killer showed up. I was like, okay.
Those are things that you gotta value.
Right. Yeah, they showed me a little. I still, you know, it's still whatever with it, but it that's helpful.
Did they take away all those windows, like they said?
Dude, I didn't notice. I mean, there seems to be more pallets around the motherfucker. I mean, it could just be me, but, I didn't notice any less windows. I don't know, though.
It wasn't in all the levels. It was the ones that had, like, these little, I think, like, Haddonfield.
Oh, come on.
Had a house that you could loop real good in, and they took a window out.
Oh, so it was only a few.
Yeah, but they were known. They were, like, notorious loops.
Okay. That makes sense, then.
They removed the windows.
All right. But yeah, dude, they were showing me a couple of things here and there. Mink, we've been going to town on Sea of Thieves, man. I cannot wait to get on Sea of Thieves with you. Mink, the fucking shit we've gone through on that game the last few days, oh my God.
The adventures.
Yeah, that guy George I told you, I named him Big Dick George, the Willy Snatcher.
Willy Snatcher?
The Willy Snatcher. Mink, that's his shtick. He snatches people's willies and adds it onto his. That's how it got so big.
Willie Snatcher George.
Big Dick George, the Willie Snatcher. He plays Sea of Thieves, and man, we fucking went to town on some kids, man. I gotta start streaming Sea of Thieves just to catch it all, just to show you, like, the shit, man. I don't remember the whole chain of events, but we got into some shit, man, and we got a Reaper's chest, and two ships fucked with us, and then we sunk one, the other one said, fuck it. Oh, no, it was one ship and then a ghost ship. So we sunk them, and then we sunk the ghost ship. Then we had a Megalodon, and we escaped him. And then a fucking ship, a player ship came, and they had their red flag up looking for beef. And we were like, fuck. So I jumped off the bus. I'm going to go on the boat and throw fireballs at him. Mink, it was the luckiest thing ever. I jumped off the boat, got onto theirs, and as soon as I hit their boat, I threw a fireball, and they must have had a gunpowder cannon right there. And it blew the whole fucking shit up.
Fuck them mutters.
Fuck them mutters good, Mink, by mistake. By complete mistake. Who puts a gunpowder barrel right on the top of the boat?
They were probably like, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, they'll never do that again. Mink, I couldn't believe. And they, because I died instantly. As soon as I threw the first one, I died. And they were like, whoa, what the fuck you do? I'm like, I don't know. It had to be a gunpowder barrel.
He blew their shit to smithereens.
Yep. Yeah. And then we made it to Reaper's Hideout, sold that shit, sold the rest of it like fucking grade A pirates on galleons, Mink.
When was this? Yesterday?
It was a few days ago. I don't remember when.
Oh. You guys don't fuck with the sloop, do you?
No, Mink, we've been running galleons. We have four people on that motherfucker. Jesus Christ. Yeah. We have four people on that bitch.
Son of a whole motherfucker.
Oh my God, Mink, we've been fucking running that shit for a little bit. I mean, we got, and yeah, it might have been yesterday, the day before, we got into it with these two motherfuckers, with this one ship, and dude, we had no business winning, but I think we just outlasted them. We had more supplies than they did and ended up winning like that and taking them down. But man, they were good, and we fucking shoved it in. They tried to harpoon onto our ship, but they harpooned me and brought me onto their ship. And I just started throwing fireballs like a motherfucker at him instantly.
Did they update like the whole, there's supposed to be like a new mode, I guess, for
really?
Themes or something? Like it's all like fire shit and stuff.
Oh, I think it's that Ashton shit. Yeah, I don't know if it's a mode, but I know that there's like a little island that's on fire and like they have a whole quest for it. And there was this one kid that they play with that was a pain in the dick. He wanted to do all that stuff, but it's like for nothing. Like all you do is get, like you can unlock, say like the anchor thing where you turn the anchor, you can get that skin. It's like, dude, but what you have to go through for that is ungodly. It's like, dude, you know what else we could do on here in that amount of time?
You know the booty you can get?
Mink, that's what I said. I'm like, dude, we could hit up. We passed two. I told this kid I'm never going to play with you again. He was busting my balls, Mink. We're on Friday and we're having a good time. And he's like, oh, Mike, come on, see it. Because he heard I played Sea of Thieves. Like, come on, I need help with this. I'm like, all right, dude, finally. I said, fuck it. I'll come out and help you. I'm not going to tell you the whole story, but this kid's a fucking asshole. He went about things the hardest way.
You played with him before?
No. Only a few times. You've never played with him. But he's a pain in the ass. So, pretty much, there's these things for the flames. Like, you can, I don't know, like there's a flame quest that they added. And you get a good amount of loot at the end of it. Like, captain's chests and, you know, all this other shit. So they had that, and he wanted to do that. But what happens is you have to go to this island, and skeletons keep coming, waves and waves and waves of them, and you have to kill them. So the thing is, these skeletons are different colors. Now you have to go in to this little room, and they have the flames of all different colors, and you have to light your lantern to that color, and the color of the skeleton. Then hold your lantern up at the skeleton and it'll make them hittable to where you can kill them. So that you have that small window to kill all these fuckers. And he's banging his head against the wall. And I get there and within seconds, I'm like, dude, wait a minute. There's gunpowder barrels everywhere. That has to be like, why don't you get them all to follow you? Run around, get them all to follow you with your lantern out. And then I'll just shoot a gunpowder barrel and they're all gone. We'll do that each wave and be done in 5 minutes. And he just kept trying to fight him one by one. So finally, I was like, man, fuck this. So that was my first excursion with him. And I ended up getting off the game because he frustrated me. Then he wanted to do that Ashton thing with the fire you were talking about. And dude, it's like, we went through all, they had to go to this island, then go all the way across the map to that island. Then you know how long it takes to get across the fucking map. And I'm sitting there like, Dylan, I understand you can unlock this thing, man, but do you realize we passed a Reaper's chest? Like, we could have made probably just about what we would have made on all this with just that alone. He's like, oh, no, but I want to do this. I want to do this. I'm like, all right, you know what? All right, whatever. Do it your way. So we get to wherever it is we had to go. Then we go to the next place. And then we get to the next spot. And I said, Dylan, there's a ship over there. We got to fuck him up. He's like, no. Don't attack him. All right. So we get to that island. He gets on it. Turns out there was a key that he should have taken with him two fucking islands ago.
Oh yeah, you need that Ashen key.
Didn't take it. So now this is I want nothing. This is no, we are not going back, because it's probably never gonna be there even if we wanted to, but we are not going back. Absolutely not going back. So now I'm like, Dylan, you see, and then we passed another Reaper's chest by that point. I'm like, so Dylan, now we passed two Reaper's chests, which definitely would have given us more than what we're getting for this. And we would have been able to do that. And who knows what else in the amount of time it took us to do all this. And it was all for nothing because it's a pain in the ass. And this is what I told you. So now I'm giving it to him about that. And the ship that he told me not to attack, they jump on our ship and rape our assholes sideways. He's like, yeah, but I do. And then I give him shit for that. I'm like, Dylan, I fucking... And it was a fucking sloop, Mink.
So they came up on the sneak?
We had a galleon.
They came up on the sneak.
Came up on the sneak, spawn killed the hell out of us, fucking threw shit on our boat. The whole night, Mink, we could have rolled up on him and pop, pop, pow, done. A sloop? We have four cannons on one side. This sloop would have been done.
How old is a kid?
He's like 17.
No.
Exactly. I was so mad. I said, Dylan, you're a good kid, but I will never play this game with you again. I will never fucking play this game with you.
What game do you normally play with on Friday?
I don't really play with him often. He just kind of joins our party because he's friends with the other people in there. But, I mean...
I'm saying you met him on Friday?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I met him through... He just joined a party and we were bullshitting. And then, yeah, we eventually played Friday. But, yeah, that group I met on Friday. Mink, I told him never again.
They got some weird motherfuckers, dude. Man.
Never again.
I was on the fucking PlayStation playing Red Dead. And for the first time in my entire fucking having this console, I had a whole fucking Xbox experience on it.
Real? On PlayStation?
Yep.
Oh, shit, boy. What happened?
I was riding my fucking horse nice and nice, doing nice, nice. Trying to carry on my own little fucking business. And this sucker fucking, they got, like, online, they go by, like, honor. So, like, if you're red, that means, like, you're bad. If you're blue, that means, like, you're cool. You're not really worried about the person. They're not really going to be a dick. I'm blue. And you'll see their little dots and shit. And this dude is blue. So I'm just trotting along, minding my own fucking business, man.
Right.
And this cocksucker pulls up out of nowhere, whips out his lasso, wraps it around me, yanks me off the fucking horse. Throws me on the fucking ground, right? So I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Because he just came zipping
through. Raped.
He just came zipping through. I seen the blue dot on the fucking map. I'm not even paying attention to him. He comes zipping through, man. I seen his ass pass me, and a fucking rope came out. Boop, pulled me off the fucking horse. I said, son of a bitch, man. What the fuck was that about?
Oh, shit.
And then he comes back. He starts waving and shit, trying to fucking get me in his posse and shit. So I'm like, okay, cool. I said, all right, fine. He wants to be cool. Maybe he's just, you know.
Yeah, just fucking around. Yeah.
So I'm saying, cool. So I go into his posse, and I'm like, all right, what's this motherfucker want to do?
Right.
I didn't feel like getting my headphones, and he didn't have his headphones on because you could hear him, but he didn't have anything on. I'm like, all right, let's just see how this goes. And he's not going anywhere, dude. So, like, I noticed, like, whenever I moved a little bit with my horse, he would move a little bit. So I'm like, oh, okay, so he's waiting on me. So I said, I go to this bounty poster, and I go to the fucking thing to accept it and take the bounty. So I'm like, all right, cool, man. We're going to go do a bounty together. So we ride off into the fucking sunset, man, to go do this bounty. You got to catch these motherfuckers, turn them in, and you get money for them. You're a bounty hunter. So, and they have, like, waves of fucking people, too, man. So we go through all these fucking waves, man. And this dude's good. He's fucking it up. Like, he's in there.
Right.
Stabbing them and shit, and I'm shooting them from afar, and we're fucking it up, right? We get it nice.
Right.
You know, only down to that person that we need to get, man. He fucking lassos the motherfucker. I come up on my horse. Man, he threw it on my horse for me, man. Threw it on my horse.
Wow.
As a fucking champ, man. So I said, cool. I'm like, yo, I got me a partner here. So right. I'm like, all right, great. And we go all the way back to where we accepted the mission to go turn it in. A fucker claps my cheeks, mate.
No way.
Claps my fucking cheeks, mate.
Wow.
Clapped him.
No warning, nothing.
No.
Oh, my God.
Laughed him. And he was such a dick. Because, like, when I got off the horse and I got the dude off my horse to go inside the jail to turn him off, he was standing in the doorway, so I couldn't get in.
Oh, he knew.
So I was like, wait, what the fuck? I was like, come on, dude. And then next thing I know, man, fucking clapped
my Bishop and Juice. Holy shit.
Mate, you're talking at least 45 minutes of fucking work.
I was just going to ask you, now, how long were you two fucking compadres throughout all the, almost an hour, and he did just for that?
Mm-hmm.
So he, and do you think he could have done all that on his own, that whatever quest you were doing, if you wanted to?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I could have done it myself.
Oh, so, wow. So he really had no reason.
Yeah, because, like, it takes this, like, Sea of Thieves, man. Like, you know how it takes a while to get on the map? Like, you got to fucking, you got to go through some shit to get to the fucking target. And then once you're there, then you got to fight the little fuckers. And
wow.
And then sometimes, like, the dude will, like, when you capture him, he'll get off the horse, he'll wiggle off, and he'll start running. So, like, you got to get him again, put him back on there, and then you got to go all the way back where you came from to start the mission. I mean, where you accepted it.
Yeah. That's fucked up, man. Did you message him?
No. Nah.
You should have messaged him, man. You should have.
I didn't know his name.
Okay. Damn. Oh, they don't have, like, a... Dude, see, that's not
the thing. I didn't think about, you know, like, getting it, or I wasn't really thinking about it. And I don't know how to do, like, I don't know how to look him up like that on there.
Right. Damn, boy.
Clap my fucking cheeks.
Clapped your cheeks out of nowhere just like that?
Just like that, dude.
That quick?
Fucked me good. He owned it.
What was your reaction when he did that?
Just felt fucking numb, dude. I didn't really know. I was like, oh, that's fucked up.
Because, you know, I'm sure you were leery just like you would when in any party. And then you probably had that moment of comfort throughout. Like, he earned your trust just to do that.
Oh, no, he definitely earned my trust. Like, I thought we were boys, too, man. Like, I was like, yo, this game just got fun as fuck, dude. I got me a little fucking compadre. Yeah, I'm ready to go. This is going to be easier, you know?
I'm going to learn shit. Yeah.
I said, this shit is going to be tight, boy. I said, damn, he's down there fucking things up. Like, because you can see, it's like, just like Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
I'm like, man, we even had a system. Like, he, you know, he let me stay far and snipe him out and shit. And I was fucking, I had his back. Like, when things got a little rough, I was fucking picking him off, and he was fucking handling business. Dude, he got the motherfucker and tied him up and hog-tied his ass and then fucking threw him on my horse. And when the whole thing was done, I got on my horse to ride down there where he was. So I was already on my fucking steed, man. He had the dude ready to go. He said, put it on my horse. Put it on my horse. I know, dude.
I was like, that's fucked up.
I said, that's dope. I said, all right. So I even waited, dude. I even waited for him to get on his horse. You know, like, that's etiquette.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's game etiquette.
Right. Damn. Oh, that fucking, oh, shit, Mink, fucking homeboy that random is in here right now watching.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Look at this fucking, Mink, his gamer tag is Huffy Puffy. I call him Huffy Puffy Slip and Slide.
Huffy Puffy Slip and Slide. He was slipping and sliding on those pallets, wasn't he?
Yeah, boy. Huffy Puffy Slip and Slide. Yeah, that shit was impressive.
Mink. Did you know that Derek Jeter is Tom Brady's landlord right now?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. When you're done telling that, I got to tell you. How, though?
Oh, well, he's, Derek Jeter owns a place down there in Tampa, and he's renting it out to Tom.
I think that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
He was on Howard Stern.
Who, Tom? Tom?
Yeah.
Or Derek?
Tom.
Tom? Mink. I got on fucking Friday today for a few rounds, right? And I played maybe like two games. And this kid from Boston just joins the fucking party. He was friends with this one guy that was in there. And I could tell the Boston accent, man. I could tell it.
Oh,
and shit. Yeah, and he said some depressing shit that he was going through. And he mentioned, like, it had to do with his dad. And his dad, he's like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm calling about sports and stuff. And I'm like, all right, man, you know, don't get upset. What's your favorite? I talked to him about sports, you know, cheer him up. And I'm like, what's your favorite sports team? And he goes, oh, well, you know, I said, what's your favorite football team? Oh, the Patriots. I said, oh, shit, Tom Brady? He goes, oh, yeah, Tom Brady. Wouldn't shut the fuck up about Tom Brady. And, Mink, I said to him, I'm like, wait a minute. I stopped him dead in his tracks, Mink. I said, wait a minute. Say cock. He said, cock. I said, yes. Yes. Mink, he said cock, Mink.
Did he?
I was so... It's like he meant to do it. Holy it's like he shit. Knew what we did and he meant to do it.
He hit it right.
Mink, it's like when you said cock. I said, wait a minute. Say cock. Cock. I said, beautiful. Yes.
God damn.
Victory. Man, I wish I had it recorded.
Man, I wish I would have been there to hear that.
That was so fucking funny.
Shit.
He had no clue why I was so happy, but it was so funny.
Did he start laughing?
No, he had no idea what I was laughing about. He had no clue. He had no clue.
Did you explain it?
Slightly. Yeah, it was funny as hell. I said, say cock. He said cork. I said, yes.
God damn.
Yes. But Ed, he did not shut the fuck up about Tom Brady.
Oh, no. He pushed the Brady button on a beaner.
Oh, yeah, Mink. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mink, I had two games. I'm like, all right, guys, we got to make this one count. I only got a couple. I got to go. And we're in the middle of the game. He goes, and all of a sudden, it's quiet. And I hear, I hear him doing something, like fizzling around with something. I guess he was on the swing. He goes, top 25 videos of Tom Brady. I said, you fucking cock. I couldn't believe it. Mick out of nowhere.
That's funny as fuck, though. Man.
I was laughing my ass. I said, wait a minute. Say cock. Quack. I said, yes.
God damn.
Mick, it was the perfect quack.
I can envision that bastard sitting there on the couch with a fucking ratty ass fucking backwards Red Sox hat on and a fucking Tom Brady jersey and blue jeans and New Balances.
Red New Balances. He said quack. Perfect. The perfect quack. I couldn't believe it.
Did you watch that movie yet?
No, I didn't watch it yet.
Man.
I still haven't finished Tiger King yet either. I've been behind on everything. That bitch Carol Baskin?
I'm trying to write that motherfucker a letter.
I know you are.
There's Jeff Zolik.
That bitch Carol Baskin.
That son of a bitch, Carol Baskin.
It is a tragedy, man. He got everything he could have ever dreamed of and more. Can't see any of it. Can't see any of it. Incredible.
He busted his ass, man.
He did. I'll tell you what, though. That man ain't scared of shit in jail.
Nah, he ain't got no fear. The one thing that men fear in there, he welcomes.
Not only that, even a fight, Mink, how do you scare somebody who's fighting tigers? You might whoop his ass, sure, but you're not going to scare him.
Did you see that shit where it fucking bit his shoe?
Yeah.
And it dragged him?
Yeah.
He was beating him with the cane?
Yeah, he did. He got up and started trying to fucking swing at it. He wasn't scared of that tiger.
Dude, when he's the perfect South Park voice. Because when he's in trouble and you get his ass fucking yelling and screaming for help or just anything in general, it just sounds funny as fuck.
You just gotta fucking stand there.
Yeah, even though he's distressed. It's like, what the fuck?
Oh, it was perfect.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
Oh, it was so funny.
Tiger babies. Come on now. Don't be afraid now.
Mate, when we were playing Sea of Thieves, we've been sailing on that fucking boat for about 45 minutes. We find out there's a cocksucker sleeping on the back of the boat. Stowaway. Whole time.
The whole time.
The whole fucking time, mate.
What the fuck?
We seen him on the main island. Next thing we know, an hour later, he's on the back of the boat, literally in the sleeping emoticon thing. Sleeping on the back of the boat. I shot the shit out of him.
Mate, that kind of patience is deadly.
What was he doing?
He was fucking watching you.
He got on our boat, went in the sleep emoji thing, and stood there for over an hour. And then when we went back there, he got up. So that means he was there the whole fucking time.
Jesus Christ.
I shot the shit out of him. Son of a bitch.
Did he message you or anything?
No. I never heard from him. That was it. He was gone after that. So what the fuck?
They don't get any points and shit for that in this game either.
She just did it.
Not like that. Yeah. So that means this man climbed into a fucking boat and then
went to sleep.
Which makes no fucking, because you're playing a game. Like, the whole object is a play, and he just went to sleep.
That's somebody who is engulfed in the pirate life, and that's probably what some pirates did. They didn't have a boat of their own, and they went on someone else's boat to be safe and sleep or whatever. Maybe steal a little food here and there. They didn't know. And that's what he probably did. Unbelievable.
That kind of patience is deadly, man.
Cocksucker, I shot the hell out of him.
That's a man who can sit in the fucking one space for a long time to do what he wants.
Right.
You come to him. He could have fucked the whole mother.
He could have fucked us good. Before we could have been in the middle of the greatest thing ever, and he could have just started throwing our own fireballs all over our ship. We would have never known.
That's what those little sneaky fucks be doing, though, man. They kind of just get up on the boat and lay down.
Like that cocksucker through our Reaper's chest. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, God, there's some assholes on there, dude.
Yeah. Well, fuck them mothers. All right, Mike, you ready to fucking throw down on this sumbitch? Because I got a lot to say about this fucker.
Let's roll, man.
All right. Steve, you got a small cock?
Steve, you got that little dick?
I got a small cock.
Welcome to Slasher Radio.